Proclamation number 6052, dated the September 15th, 1954. Last Judgment. Act of love and righteousness. It is not just my righteousness alone which demands a recompense and therefore imposes the last judgment upon the human race. It is far more determined by my love, which foresees its inevitable descent into the abyss and wants to put a stop to it. For even if the earth remained in its old form, even if I delayed the judgment, it would only damage people's souls, which would not benefit thereby but enter into a darkness that would be impenetrable for an infinitely long time. The last judgment on this earth is an act of love by me too. In my eyes, this act is people's only salvation if I don't want to leave them entirely at the mercy of their destiny, i.e., to my adversary. It is, in the true sense of the word, a rescue mission which one day you will certainly understand, but at your present low spiritual level do not appreciate. The last judgment and the disintegration of this earth are, in fact, far more determined by my love than by my righteousness, although this also will have to emerge so as to establish order again, since this is totally disrespected and has to lead to greatest chaos. The individual person can certainly still restore his own order again. He can still become aware of his task and his purpose and strive to live accordingly. And the last judgment will not affect him so much that he would have to dread it. For him, too, the last judgment will only be a demonstration of love, because he will be transferred into another life, be it on earth or in the spiritual kingdom, a life which will make him happy. And in order to still achieve this with individual people, I make it known time and again what the earth and its inhabitants will have to expect. And good for him who takes these indications seriously and rearranges his life. Good for him who will make the effort to live in divine order. For he will also understand my last rescue operation and regard it as an act of love, since as a result of his life he will also gain the understanding for all events which will take place due to my will and my might. Only I know the result of an utterly godless way of life, and this is why I must intervene, because my love wants to rescue everyone or provide them with the possibility to free themselves from Satan's control, which can only happen if I bind him myself, by putting an end to his activity. The fact that innumerable people will lose their lives when the last judgment on earth occurs may well seem cruel to you humans. But it is only an enforced interruption of that which will inevitably lead to death, so that the souls will at least have the possibility to come back to life again one day, while it is Satan's goal to keep you forever in his possession. My love, therefore, is the reason for the end of this earth and the destruction of all created beings thereon, and my righteousness will then place the spiritual substances into external forms which correspond to their conduct on earth. I will put everything right again, in accordance with my eternal order, and will give all spiritual beings the external form they deserve. Only when you humans know the meaning and purpose of earthly life and your task will you find my reign and activity comprehensible, for there is more at stake than your physical life. It concerns the whole of eternity, it concerns the life of the soul, for which spiritual death is the most appalling state. And I want to protect it from this death, and therefore have to use means which make you doubt my love and yet are only based on my love. I cannot force you into another way of life. I can only admonish and warn you through my word, which comes as a direct address to earth, and thus all people are being addressed by me through the mouth of a servant devoted to me. I can only draw your attention to the consequences of a wrong way of life, and with words of love try to entice you to enter the right path. If, however, All these reproaches are in vain. My sentencing fatherly hand will have to intervene in order to protect you from the worst. For order must be restored again on earth, so that it will become a place of education for the spiritual beings once more, so that the souls can fully mature according to their destination. Amen.